You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Phil Rogers, columnist for MLB.com. Here joined by Brett Bollinger, MLB.com beat writer on the Minnesota Twins. And this is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. Rhett, thanks very much for joining me. I know you had got to host the All-Star game. You've gotten that behind you, and now just hunkering down for the last 7 weeks or so of the Twins season. 8-14 since the break, or at least in the first 22 games after the break. I know they wanted to be better. What do you think is the big thing they could do to kind of make this a successful season? They've gotten some better starting pitching, which was a big goal in it. Is it getting Joe Mauer back going and going well off the DL with the oblique and get kind of see 6 weeks or so of the old Joe Mauer?
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Mauer coming back is a big deal for them. Coming back on Monday, missed more than a month with the oblique injury. He's obviously a big part of their offense. He struggled this year despite moving over to first base. But, you know, if he can kind of get back on track and be the hitter they know he can be, it definitely help the team. And, yeah, right about the rotation, too. They've made some changes here, trading away Kevin Correa to the Dodgers, adding a top prospect in Trevor May, whose debut definitely did not go as planned, I guess you could say, walking seven guys in just two innings. But they expect him to do better down the stretch. They called up Tommy Malone, who they got in the trade for Sam Fuld with the A's, and they like his potential as kind of a, you know, mid-rotation type, back-end type starter. I think they kind of, and Ricky Nolasco's coming back too from his elbow. So I do think they'll probably open to play a little better down the stretch with an improved rotation with some added pieces and also to have a healthy Joe Mauer and continuing to kind of use some of these top prospects like Kenny Vargas at DH. So I think for a successful season, I think the Twins would rather, you know, obviously not kind of limp to the end of the season like they've done in some recent years and maybe kind of get in a little bit of a role maybe and see some of these prospects. But so far, they definitely struggled here a little bit in the second half.
Yeah, we're getting some distance from that July 31st trade deadline, but when the dust cleared, looking back at the transactions, that Tommy Malone for Sam Fuld thing really jumped up at me because, you know, the Twins' investment in Sam Fuld was claiming him on waivers from the same team they just traded him to from Oakland. And Tommy Malone, you look at it, he was squeezed out by that all-star type rotation that Billy Beane has put together with John Lester and Jeff Samardzija joining the core he had. But Malone's stats in Oakland, 32-22 with a 3.84 ERA over almost 500 innings. I mean, to be able to get a starter like that for a guy you claimed on waivers, have people been pinching themselves around Target Field on that one?
Yeah, that was a great trade for him. Like you said, really, to take a waiver claim and then put him back to the old team and get a pitcher like that, definitely is a good deal. Malone has been a solid starter throughout his career, obviously not a hard thrower, more of a finesse lefty type, but, I mean, kind of definitely fits the Twins' mold, it seems like. And the thing is, too, you know, they kept him in the minors here for a little over a week, and actually that changed his service time, so he'll actually be under control for four more years, too. So it's not just like they're getting this guy for a rental or for next year. I mean, they've got this guy under control now for the next four. So, I mean, in that sense, to get a serviceable, you know, left-handed starter like that, and obviously not a guy that's going to strike out a ton or be an ace or anything, but I mean, this is a serviceable, good big league starter. To get him back and have that many years of control for Sam Fuld was a great deal. I mean, Sam Fuld's a good player and, you know, obviously a great defender, good clubhouse guy. I know the Twins definitely liked having him around, but any chance you could turn him into, you know, a starting pitcher like that and they can add some rotation depth, they're definitely going to do it. So it surprised me, and I thought that it was definitely a one of those kind of underrated moves of, you know, a trade deadline.
Yeah, I'm with you. And Ricky Nolasco coming off the DL or due to come off in the middle of August. You look at him assuming back solid along with Kyle Gibson, Phil Hughes, and then if Tommy Malone, if he could step up and hold a job. How long has it been since the Twins have had could end the year knowing, you know, knock on wood, that, you know, who four-fifths, you know, what four-fifths of their rotation is next year. I mean, that's in the midst of what's been, you know, a challenging season, that's got to be a real plus that they are building some predictability to their rotation.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the thing is, this year, you know, they've had some injuries, obviously, to Nolasco, and Pelfrey's been out all year, too. And Pelfrey is still under contract for next year, but obviously has not gone well at all in his time in Minnesota and had elbow surgery. But he's kind of in that mix for next year, as is, you know, Trevor May, who just got called up. Alex Myers, another top prospect, too. I don't think we'll see in the big leagues this year, as a, at least not as a starting pitcher, just because he's kind of on the limit because he had shoulder injuries last year. But, yeah, you're right. To have kind of a little bit more certainty in the rotation and just to have that depth to know that there are other top prospects in the minors like Jose Berrios, that they're going into, you know, camp next year, they probably have at least 8 solid options of guys they can kind of compete for those spots in the rotation. And you know, they have – this year they had this injury, so they had to use a lot of those fifth starter type guys, guys that in the minor leagues like Chris Johnson and – Johan Pino and Logan Darnell. And these guys have done well, you know, and all things considered in these spot starts, you know, Pino's actually done fine. But, you know, they're definitely not anything more than, you know, kind of fifth starter type, filler type guys. And they're good to have your organization as depth, but it's a lot better if you can have, you know, a lot better options like some of these top prospects are bringing up now and, you know, and adding a guy like Malone. So I think that's kind of the nice thing for the rest of the season this year. They should have a better rotation kind of moving forward down the stretch, might help them play a little better. And then obviously in the next year, they kind of can get a feel for what they have going into next season with that rotation, which is definitely key for them because truthfully, that's been a big, you know, reason why they've struggled the last 4 years is because the rotation has definitely struggled.
Now, if I was looking for a 100-mile-an-hour pitcher, I probably wouldn't start at the San Francisco Art Academy, but the Twins, you know, in their search to add pitching depth, seem to have beat a number of other organizations to a really intriguing prospect from that school. Can you kind of fill us in on that story, Rhett?
Yeah, absolutely. Brandon Polson's his name, and it was definitely one of those you can't even believe it, kind of almost like a Sid Fish story, where they find this guy throwing 100 miles per hour, 101, some of the guns said, pitching in the league in, like, Northern California, that kind of a low-level college league, and he struck out, like, 30-something guys in, like, 15 innings, and it was, yeah, an unbelievable story, and all these, you know, scouts couldn't believe it. And a bunch of teams wanted to sign him. The Giants, the A's, a bunch of teams were in on him. But the Twins happened to have some of that bonus pool money left over from the draft, because if you sign a guy, I believe, for more than, I think it's like 10,000, it counts against your draft pool. The Twins ended up signing him for $250,000, which is definitely, you know, a decent chunk of change for an undrafted guy. But they, you know, passed his physical and everything and joined rookie level Elizabethan and made his debut of their night with a scoreless inning. So, yeah, the Twins are really excited about him. And I talked to, you know, scouts that signed him, and he couldn't believe it. He'd never seen anything like it. This is a guy out of nowhere. He's 24 years old, but, you know, played baseball growing up and football too. Really good athlete, took care of himself, worked for his dad's excavation company. And, yeah, just kind of one of those things that they find this guy in this low-level college league, blowing guys away with 101-mile-per-hour fastballs. And so they're kind of working to develop him. We'll see how much I can, you know, help him with some secondary pitches, but from what I heard from the scout, I mean, they love his potential, and it's just one of those, you know, unbelievable stories, especially not to be drafted. You know, nowadays with scouts everywhere, scouting the whole country, it's amazing this guy kind of slipped through the cracks and, you know, obviously had a great summer pitching in this low-level college league to get recognized and to find the Twins is a pretty crazy story, and I guess we'll be going to see how he does the rest of the year here and whether or not he'll move up at all from Elizabethan, but definitely a crazy story.
Well, maybe he'd be in the accounting office at his dad's excavating company, but I'm guessing he'd be running one of those back loaders, front loaders, digging something in the ground. So so maybe that 100 mile per hour is the product of a very motivated young man who's also blessed with a good arm. Maybe he can be a good guy to move quickly through the system. And I know he's somebody you will keep your eye on. Thanks very much for joining us. Rhett, it's been Rhett Bollinger, Phil Rogers on the MLB.com Twins Extra.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.